Well, you know, the president's allies love it. Of course, you had a very effusive complimentary statement from Benjamin Netanyahu, a tweet that many were saying was aimed at one person, an audience of one, Donald Trump. You know, in the room, it's not an audience that's going to be standing on their feet cheering or booing. It's a very subdued atmosphere, and that's a different setting for President Trump because he feeds off a crowd. He loves those campaign-style events where he's in front of supporters. This is different, and this was a very aggressive, combative speech, but the tone was very familiar. Certainly I've heard the president make statements like this, you know, that fire and fury promise from back in August. But what's notable here is where he did it, doing it in front of an audience of diplomats at the United Nations.
I'm sure, Karen, you had a lot of leaders there who had maybe heard about Donald Trump and his style of speaking and what he stands for. I guess yesterday was an opportunity for them to find out for themselves that he is who he says he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about that at, you know, ahead of the president's trips overseas or when he's meeting with world leaders of, you know, how is he going to be received and is there skepticism? But ultimately, the president's going to most likely be the most popular person in the room. Everybody wants to get at least a couple seconds of his time, get on his radar.
You know, it did seem like there were some awkward moments for sure, but there was a time when he got some applause. And I think it was when he was talking about nationalism. You know, I will always put America first, but you know, the leaders of your countries, you should always put your countries first. And there was applause there, was there not?
Yeah, and he's saying, like, you guys should be doing the same thing. You know, think of your own people. That's who you have to answer to and worry about. And it was kind of an interesting split message because you have the president with that America first, this is what I'm going to do, everybody should follow my lead on this. But then at the same time, also calling for international support and the community coming together to handle big crises like North Korea. So, yes, respect borders, respect individuality, respect sovereignty, but some things are just too big for individual nations to handle. We all have to come together.
And when it comes to North Korea, Karen, I guess there are other world leaders speaking out today, if not last night, saying that they're not exactly on board with that whole, you know, totally destroy North Korea rhetoric.
Yeah, I mean, I think even the administration will say, you know, we're continuing to work diplomatic means, and that's the focus. Nobody wants war, but they are making it very clear that that threat and option is very much on the table.
Just quickly, Karen, what's on his schedule today?
The president's going to be sitting down with more world leaders. He won't actually be at the United Nations. He'll be nearby, though, talking with the King of Jordan, Palestinian Authority President Abbas, and Egypt's president. He's also going to sit down with the British Prime Minister.
Very good. Thank you, as always. Karen Travers reporting for us live from New York City on The In-Depth at 15 and 40.